KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, it's cloudy and 32 degrees in Atlantic. We picked up 1.1 inches of snowfall here in Atlantic, an inch and a half in Messina. We look for it to be cloudy today with nearly steady temperatures this morning and slowly falling into the upper 20s during midday and afternoon. Winds west-northwest at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Well, you should travel with caution this morning. Roads here in western Iowa are reported to be partially to mostly covered with snow and or slush. The only really good part of the listening area is along the I-29 corridor, pretty much around the Omaha Council Bluffs metro area, north and south of there, where road conditions are reported to be normal. The worst road conditions are in the Greenfield to Creston area and further on to the east, southeast of there, where the roads are completely covered with snow and or slush. Snow-packed roads led to numerous accidents early this morning, none of them resulting in injuries. A rollover accident on Interstate 80 near the 73-mile marker happened near the Cass Adair County line just before 1 a.m. Three people were out of the vehicle at the time, and again, no injuries were reported. An Iowa State Patrol dispatcher said at least 6 to 8 accidents had been reported by 4 a.m. in both Cass and Adair counties, but again, none resulted in injuries. A Red Oak man was arrested early this morning. According to the Red Oak Police Department, 26-year-old Jason Rolf Ahearns was taken into custody at around 2:45 a.m. in the 1700 block of Crestline Drive. Ahearns was picked up on a valid warrant for theft in the fifth degree. He was booked in the Montgomery County Jail and held on $1,000 cash bond. A Southwest Iowa man has agreed to plead guilty to the murder of his father. The Omaha World-Herald reports 25-year-old Zachary Malson of Bedford agreed to be found guilty of 2 counts of willful injury and 1 count each of assault while participating in a felony and going armed with intent in connection with the April 23rd death of his father, 56-year-old Stephen Malson. The older Malson died at a St. Joseph, Missouri hospital after suffering from a gunshot wound to the head. The Taylor County Attorney's Office said in a press release that a first-degree murder charge against Zachary Malson will be dismissed after the time for Malson to appeal those convictions has passed. District Court Judge Gary Kims last week sentenced Malson to a prison term not to exceed 25 years. A first-degree murder charge against Stephen Malson's wife, Cindy, was dismissed in August. Officials of the Iowa Department of Corrections said Tuesday that a man who began serving a life sentence for a 1976 murder in Pottawatomie County has died in prison. 65-year-old Kenneth Boyd died Monday at the hospice care unit at the Iowa Medical and Classification Center in Coralville. Boyd's death was due to complications from renal failure. He was serving a life sentence for the 1976 Pott County slaying of Omaha resident Charles Salas. Boyd was convicted along with Charles Reese and Salas's wife, Catherine. Another man, Isaiah Jerry Jones, initially was charged with murder as well, but the charge was dropped when he agreed to testify for the prosecution. Boyd and Reese were from Gary, Indiana. Jones was from Omaha. Authorities in Fremont County say a residential fire Tuesday morning has claimed the life of a Riverton man. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office said 66-year-old William Daniel died in the fire at 911 Meadow Avenue in Riverton. The blaze was reported at around 6:20 a.m. Firefighters from Riverton, Sydney, Hamburg, and Farragut were on the scene for about 3 hours. State Fire Marshal Special Agent John Tyser told the Daily Nonpareil the cause of the fire had yet to be determined, but he believes it began in the master bedroom of the home. Tyser said there were no working smoke detectors in the residence, and that may have contributed to Daniels' death. His body was taken to the state medical examiner's office in Ankeny for autopsy. And a Pottawatomie County man was sentenced Monday to spend 5 years in prison on a child pornography charge. U.S. District Judge Stephanie Rose ordered 42-year-old Anthony John Wesolowski of Council Bluffs to serve 60 months in prison for possession of child pornography plus 10 years of supervised release following his imprisonment. An extensive investigation began when law enforcement determined that Wesolowski was using a file-sharing program to obtain images containing child pornography over the Internet for a period of several years. On July the 8th of this year, Wesolowski pled guilty and admitted that on October 31st of 2013, he had images on his home computer that depicted minors engaged in sexually explicit conduct. The investigation was conducted by the Department of Homeland Security and the Council Bluffs Police Department. The case was prosecuted by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa. In the funeral announcements, Barry Kuzel, age 69, of Manning, died Friday. Funeral services for Barry Kuzel will be today at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. OD Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Jerry Riddle, age 75, of Exira, died Friday. Funeral services for Jerry Riddle will be today at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Oneida. Matthew Sundberg, age 19, of Audubon, died Saturday. Funeral services for Matthew Sundberg will be held today at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Dwight Hafner, age 94, of Stewart, died Thursday at the Community Care Center in Stewart. Funeral services for Dwight Hafner will be today at 11 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. John Schubert, age 73, of Panora, died Monday. Funeral services for John Schubert will be held on today at 2:30 at the St. Thomas Lutheran Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Nancy Christian, age 73, of Avoca, died Sunday in Omaha. A celebration of life service for Nancy Christian will be held this evening at 7 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home at Avoca. Dave Holst, age 64, of Avoca, died Sunday. Funeral services for Dave Holst will be held this Saturday at 10 o'clock at Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Evelyn Llewellyn, age 83, of Adair, died Tuesday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Evelyn Llewellyn will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Casey United Methodist Church. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Adair has arrangements. Judith Peterson, age 71, of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Cass County Hospital. A massive Christian burial service for Judith Peterson will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. And Steve Kesterson, age 59, of Harlan, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Steve Kesterson are currently pending at Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.